When the days shorten and the nights draw in, I love to pop on pyjamas. But whilst I want to feel comfortable, I still also want to have a bit of style. I also saw the recent trend for people wearing quite expensive luxury pyjamas and thought how lovely it would be to bring a bit of luxury to my loungewear. So today, I'm going to share with you some of the pyjama patterns I've tried recently, as I shortlisted these patterns to then remake in luxury fabrics. I found it a bit challenging to find patterns that had unique features or silhouettes, but I found 20 that have something about them, and so I wanted to share those with you in a pattern inspiration guide. They also include other patterns recommended by my lovely sewing friends on Instagram. So let's snuggle up and get started. Hello everyone, and welcome to the Sew Mindful podcast, where we dig into the tips and topics that will help you have great fun making clothes that make you feel fabulous. I'm your host, Jackie Blakemore of So Much More Fun, and I can't wait to share this week's illuminating episode with you. So let's roll the tape. Hello, so great to chat with you again today. I've been busy searching for pyjama patterns to create pyjamas that I'd be excited to change into as the nights draw in, while still looking sexy and stylish. I've now made 3 different patterns, so I wanted to share those with you today, including why I chose them, their features, and how they turned out. I also chatted with Melanie Keane about her pyjama makes, and she's made a lot more than I have, and she's used 2 other patterns that she'd recommend, so we'll share those details with you too. I have to say that I've shied away from making pyjamas in the past, because they involved trousers. I didn't feel like I had a good handle on how to get those trousers to fit. So even though pyjama bottoms are recommended as a beginner project because they're easy to sew, I haven't made them because of my full bottom and I haven't been able to get a consistent fit. But all that's changing for me since I started experimenting with the top-down, centre-out method for fitting trousers, which has helped me learn more about my body shape and how to adjust trousers to fit. I'm not going to cover that too much here, but if you'd like to know more on that, then be sure to message me. Okay, so my first pair of pyjamas was the Pine Cove pyjamas from Itch to Stitch last year. And I really like them, so I wanted to share those with you. The other 2 patterns that I've made recently are the Nocturne Pyjamas by Sew Liberated and Le Pyjama by Atelier Brunette. Sorry, my French accent's not that great. I had also thought about making the Closet Core Caroline pyjamas, as I wanted to try piping. But I have some M&S pyjamas in a similar style, and so I decided to try and make different styles. Melanie has made those, though, so we'll get her thoughts on them as well in this episode. She's also made a few pairs of the Agnes pyjamas, and so we'll cover those too. So all of those patterns have long trouser options with an elasticated waist for the bottoms and long or 3/4 length sleeves for the tops. Some also have shorts options. So let's start with the Pine Cove pyjamas. So they're described as cozy pyjamas that will make you feel like sitting next to the fireplace in a log cabin with your favourite drink, a captivating book, and lots of fluffy blankets. Make these unique pyjamas with flannel for extra warmth, or you can also use a fluid satin that feels luxurious next to your skin. The Pine Cove uses ties as closures, so you don't have to worry about sewing any buttons or zippers. So the Pine Cove pyjamas are designed for non-stretch woven fabrics. They've got a relaxed fit with dropped shoulders and long sleeves, hip-length pyjama top with side splits, and 1 patch pocket on the pyjama top. So the second pattern is the Nocturne pyjamas, and these are described as a moonlighting top and pants set that takes you from daytime adventures to nighttime cozy, depending on your fabric choice. The top features gathers, a V-notch at the neckline, and a slight high-low hem to add a touch of whimsy. Choose between 3 sleeve lengths and lengthen it into a darling tunic or nightgown. For the pants, you've got 2 waistband options. View A has a high rise with a paper bag detail at the waistline, and View B has a lower rise that sits just below the natural waist and has a standard waistband. Both views feature elastic inner casing at the waist and straight legs that can be pegged and rolled up and optional side seam pockets. So the third pattern that I've made is Le Pyjama, and these are described as having 2 versions, one with shorts and one with long trousers or pants. So the top has lovely kimono sleeves a notched collar and a centre front seam. The shorts have double elasticated waistband and have rounded and embellished sides with bias binding that gives them a 1980s inspired feel. The pyjama bottoms have a double elasticated waistband with a straight and wide cut for extra comfort. So the two patterns that Mel made are the Carolyn pyjamas by Closet Core. These are probably the most well-known pattern, and they're described as thoughtfully tailored and supremely comfortable. The Carolyn top features a classic notched collar, curved hem and breast pocket with three sleeve options. For a matching pyjama set, you can choose between a straight-legged pant with or without a cuff, or a cuffed short. Both pants and shorts feature an elasticized waist, pockets and a faux fly. You can personalize them by adding contrasting piping details for an elegant finish. And the second one that Mel's made is the Agnes pyjamas, which are by Paper Theory. These are described as relaxed loungewear suit that comes with option of shorts or long trousers. The shorts and trousers are designed to sit high on your natural waist with an elastic waistband and feature no side seams, so they're very simple and fast to sew. The shirt is very oversized with batwing sleeves and no waist definition. It's got a convertible collar with a button up front and patch pockets. So all of these patterns are designed for non-stretch woven fabrics. They all recommend fabrics like cotton, viscose, linens and linen blends or cotton gauze. The Pine Cove and the Nocturne also both recommend broadcloth, poplin and chambray. And for a warmer option, they recommend a flannel. I did also have a question recently about the best fabrics for helping with night sweats. Whilst cotton is a natural fibre, it can take a bit longer to dissipate the moisture. If you do prefer cotton, try a looser weave like cotton gauze and also try blends with fibres such as bamboo. Alternatively, you could also try tencel, silk or linen, which are also quite breathable fabrics and have better wicking capabilities that can take the moisture away. I was also going to suggest short sleeve top and shorts options, but on reflection, I think it might be more comfortable to go for longer sleeve and leg options in a looser weave breathable fabric, because that fabric might help to dissipate the moisture better than your sheets. But I think ultimately it will come down to personal preference and how you feel comfortable sleeping. One of the downsides to making pyjamas with long legs and long sleeves is that they do require a good amount of fabric. The recommendations are for between 3.5 and 4.5 meters of 150 centimeter wide fabric to make a full set with long trousers. But other than some wide elastic, most of these patterns don't require any other notions or fastenings. I did add some piping to the Nocturne pyjamas, and I'll put a link to the one I used in the show notes. The Carolyn and Agnes tops both have buttons, and the Carolyn also has piping on the edge, the cuff, the pocket and the trousers. I made my Nocturne with some yellow floral viscose from my local sewing bee shop in Stapleford, and that was a real bargain. I made Le Pyjamas with my trusty rose viscose that I got from Oddie's Textiles that I bought a bolt of for making wearable toiles. And I made the Pine Cove pyjamas in a brushed cotton flannel. They're definitely warmer and more structured than the other two. So Mel, what fabrics have you used to make your Carolyn pyjamas?
I made a practice pair, first of all, out of a Laura Ashley duvet, which is then my favourite pair, actually. So I didn't have quite enough fabric to make the jacket and long trousers. So I've got a jacket and short trousers, you know, the shorts.
Yeah.
I wanted to make some for my twin sister because she had a heart transplant. It'd be 2 years in November. So she knew that she was on call to have this transplant. And so I thought I'd make her some nice pyjamas. So that's why I made my tester version. So I got some beautiful Marley Care Lawn fabric. I think it's Atelier Brunette, plain weave. So it's a bit like, it's sort of silky. Do you know what that is, Marley Care Lawn?
Yeah.
Yeah. As children, when we were younger, she always wore the blue and I always wore the pink. So I got her the blue and I got myself the pink. I haven't made the pink ones yet, but I made her the blue ones. So it was blue with pink piping and lovely pink shell buttons. And I sent them to her. And oh my goodness, she was so overjoyed with them. And wow. Everyone who came into the hospital to see, you know, even her consultant said, oh, I like your pyjamas. I like pyjamas. And she said that it just sort of lifted her, you know. So I made the adjustments and I made her long trousers and we're the same height, but they're really luxurious. Okay. And then I made for my son's girlfriends, I didn't want to invest in the full piping, full set of pajamas. So I just thought, oh, I'll just make them some pajama shorts. So I made them both pajama shorts in cotton. And yeah, but they're both delighted with them.
Fantastic.
Okay. And then I made another pair of them in a Christmas fabric for me to wear Christmas in quilting cotton.
Brilliant.
So I've made a lot of cow linen pajamas.
Yeah.
And I say that the cotton ones are practical. The Marley Care Lawn are just luxurious.
Yeah. Okay. So quite a variety there. And what fabrics did you use for your Agnes pajamas?
So I bought them as a kit from Guthrie Garney because she does the videos and the fabric and everything that comes with it. I made a practice pair in some cotton and then I used the kit, and the fabric that I used was a beautiful double-sided double gauze. So on one side, it's got large checks, which must be an inch square, just under an inch square. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, it's got your typical gingham size squares. So then you can mix and match how you want it. It's quite a challenge sewing double gauze. It frays quite a lot and you can't press it as well, because you don't want it to go too flat. But when you're wearing these pajamas, and I do wear them, they just feel so floaty. But they're warm as well because they've got that extra air.
So let's cover what techniques you need to make these pajamas. Well, all of them have an elasticated waistband on the trousers or shorts, which is quite an easy option to do. The Nocturne bottoms have an inseam pocket. The Pine Cove, Caroline and Agnes tops have patch pockets. Le Pyjama and the Caroline and Agnes also have notched collars. And the Caroline and Agnes have buttons and buttonholes. Then there's the optional piping, which you could apply to some or all of these patterns if you wanted to add a bit of luxury. The Nocturne and Caroline also have set-in sleeves. So I think the combinations of these techniques in any given pattern are what lead to them being classified as advanced beginner. I think the most advanced of the patterns is the Caroline pyjamas. And I'd say the easiest one is probably the Pine Cove. So how good are the instructions? Well, for the Pine Cove and the Nocturne, I found them really easy to follow. Step-by-step instructions with images for each element. I found Le Pyjama the most challenging, and I didn't really master the collar construction from the pictures and the instructions until the second time I tried it. I think the Agnes instructions are also very easy to follow. What about the Caroline pattern, Mel?
It was a challenging make. I had a tutorial from Flying Bobbins, and Liz is fantastic. She's got a video on every single aspect. And so the challenge with the Caroline is the lapel.
Yeah.
And all the piping. And I had to watch the video several times. But I would say it's really worth it because they're such a luxurious pyjama.
So what did I learn while I was making these pyjamas? Well, I enjoyed making the Nocturne and the Pyjama because I did have to learn new things and new techniques to make those. I tried out adding piping on my Nocturne top and on the trousers. I've only previously used piping on homewares like cushion covers. The trick is to use your zipper foot. And for the first ones, I did also machine baste it to make sure I got it in the right place. I also used my learnings about the top-down centre-out fitting method to help me fit the pyjama bottoms. And I need to do more practice to work on the collar because I think that should have been inserted differently the first time I did a pyjama top. But I think the key thing that I've learned is that actually having a go and buying some fabric that I was happy to make a toile with, adding some extra seam allowance to get the right fit, were the key things that really made these enjoyable makes. So will I make them again, and would I make any changes? Well, as all of these were my wearable toiles, I didn't really make many changes on these versions. I did adjust the front and back crotch length and corresponding side seams on the trousers to get a better fit. I did have to shorten the Nocturne trousers by about 1.5 inches. Mel also mentioned shortening the top on the Caroline pyjamas for personal preference. Mel has obviously made a few versions of hers already, so I think we can conclude that they're definitely a hit. I'll be making the Nocturne and the Pyjama again, perhaps in a more silky fabric next time. I don't need to make any changes to the nocturne. On the pyjama, I will raise up the V-neck by 1 or 2 inches, and I think I'd lengthen the back of the top so that it comes down a bit more like the length of the finished top on the nocturne set. I think I'd also like to add 1 or 2 inches to the trouser leg length on the pyjama because they felt a bit short, which is saying something for me. But that could be to do with the adjustments that I made for the waistband position. I was going to say that I think I'd like to add inseam pockets to the trousers and would like to give them a try with some piping too. But I remember that those trousers don't have any side seam. They're just all made in one piece, which is a good thing to note because when you want to make those, you do need quite wide fabric, probably 150 centimetres wide at least. I was going to make them as a gift for somebody and realised that the fabric that I'd bought wasn't quite wide enough. So I've resorted to using the pyjama bottoms from the Nocturne and the top from the Le Pyjama pattern for that set. I really like the pants from the Nocturne, but especially because they do have the options for the inseam pockets. I'm not sure whether I'll venture into making a pair of the Carolyn pyjamas. I still like the idea of them, and I may be tempted by the Marley Care lawn that Mel used for hers, as that does look luxurious. I don't think the Agnes pyjamas are for me, because there's a lot of fabric in them, and being quite short, I think they'd just drown me. But I do love the double-sided gauze that Mel used for hers, and I would like to try making a pair of pyjamas in that. Mel has kindly sent me some photos of her pyjamas, and I've taken some of mine too, so I'll put those in the show notes so that you can see how they all turned out. The other thing that I would really like to try, that I was looking at, is to add some ostrich feathers detail to maybe a satin or silky pair. I've seen those quite a few times on some of the Instagram posts and some of the more sort of glamorous luxury websites for pyjamas, and I just think they'd add a nice touch, although I don't know whether they would wash well. So that's another thing on my list to try. A few other patterns just to mention from feedback that I got from my lovely sewing friends. Roberta mentioned a gorgeous vintage pattern, if that's more your style, which is the Butterick 3960. I don't think you can buy that new now, but you can definitely get versions of that secondhand online. At Charlotte Deffley also mentioned that she's made the new look 6859 a couple of times and is thinking of trying the free pattern from Ellie and Mac. So I thought that you might like a resource that's got some pattern options collated for you. So I've created a guide that contains 20 patterns that I think have got unique features, and I've included a description of the pattern, the level of sewing it recommends, the size range that it covers, the price of the pattern, and a link to where you can buy it. So give those a try. There's pictures as well so that you can see what they look like and pick the style that you think will most suit you. I'll put a link in the show notes to the download. But also, if you want to just DM me or email me if that's easier, then I can send you the link as well. I think pyjamas are a great gift to yourself. And as Mel said, a luxurious pair of pyjamas can make you feel fabulous. So if you haven't already done so, then I hope you give them a try. And if you do, or if you already have made pyjamas that you love and I haven't mentioned the patterns that you've used here, then please do let me know. That's it for this episode. I hope you found it useful. And I'm off to get snuggly in one of my new sets of PJs. Well, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Check out the show notes in the description area of your podcast app and click to follow or subscribe. Or head over to sewmindful.com/podcast, which is sewmindful.com, where you can also sign up for an email reminder so that you don't miss out on any juicy episodes. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, then please help others find us by leaving a review if you love this episode. And I'm always excited to find out what you got from the episode and how you plan to use the tips. And finally, if you have a question, feedback, or a topic you'd like me to investigate, then you can also email me at hello@somuchmorefun.co.uk. So until next time, stay gorgeous and have so much more fun.